Talk Radio.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio at youcanruninternational.com. That's radio at youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. It is Thursday, May 24th. Raining like crazy. Why do they say it's raining like cats and dogs outside?
The kids asked me that in school.
Carrie, be quiet back there.
Keep it down.
Well,
I don't know. The kids asked me in school, and I really honestly have no idea. I
mean, does anybody out there have the answer? Why do they say it's raining cats and dogs? 1-877-807-9977, because this is going to be really hard for some to believe, but we don't know everything. 1-877-807-9977. Give us the reason as to why when it's raining outside, they say it's raining cats and dogs. And don't be funny. Really, I want to know. Inquiring minds. We're very inquisitive today. So
inquisitive.
There is the word, right?
Inquisitive.
But anyways, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, I'm not kidding. 1-877-807-9977. Why did they say when it's raining out that it's raining cats and dogs? I'm going to give you first up. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, if you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Now, to get to it right away, just this morning. Now, come on, folks.
Yeah, what is
you're telling me we have 53 countries out there listening to us on a daily basis, and no one can give me the reason they say it's raining cats and dogs outside? Will you guys look it up online? Yeah, maybe that's why they're listening to us. Maybe I just burst some of their bubbles when I said, we don't know everything. Well, here, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Will you check out Google on that real quick for me?
What's in Google's head?
Yeah, I mean, seriously,
I did find a little phrase here.
Okay.
Because people fight like cats and dogs.
And they say when it's raining really bad.
Yeah, cats and dogs are always in opposition, sure.
Yeah, so it's like a wild thunderstorm. Other people have talked about the rain god Odin or something like that.
I'm not going there. What's the cats and dogs?
That's what it is. Because in the storms, they would be associated, they had cats and dogs with them.
Okay.
But I think the best form is...
Well, I think I'm a little surprised that we got this many people listening.
Nobody knows.
And nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The phone should be ringing like cats and dogs.
Yes, it should be.
We should be fighting over you callers like cats
and
dogs.
Okay, I'm not even going to try to read that. And I don't want to go to mythology neither, folks. One of the producers is throwing something up on the screen as to what this is about. And it's like, okay, therefore it was raining cats. Okay, scroll down just a little bit, please. She's trying to give me the definition, cats and dogs. Okay.
When it rains.
Another theory is that in old England, they had hay roofs on their houses, and the cats and dogs would sleep on the roof. When it rained, the roofs got slippery. This is what it says. The roofs got slippery. Roof, roof. Get it? Yeah.
I get that one.
Got slippery, and the cats and dogs would slide off the roofs. Therefore, it was raining cats and dogs.
Literally.
That's bad.
Need a big umbrella to block you from them.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, folks,
don't put your cats on your roofs.
No, or your dogs.
Or your dogs. And don't have a roof out of straw either.
No.
Yeah, bad. Don't do that.
It's like Gilligan's Island or something.
Don't do
that. Yes.
That's bad.
Now, folks, right before we got to the show here, we were actually in a little rural town called Cokato, Minnesota. We took our kids there for a little school field trip, and when we got there, it had to do with the Titanic, and walked in. Real small place, but it looked like they put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
And they just showed that there was actually two pastors, a man and a wife, that were from Cokato, Minnesota. I'll tell you the story here. That actually went down with the Titanic. The Titanic. But what's interesting about the story is they were two people that were in a church. They announced that they were going to Finland. So it was the husband, the wife, and the little girl. Someone stood up in church and shouted, "Don't go, don't go." It was a word of prophecy or a word of knowledge is what it was, which is very common, by the way, folks. They ignored that warning. They went to Finland. This is a true story. The little girl died of some sickness over in Finland. The first thing they did was disobey the warning. The second thing that happens, the little girl dies. They look for the first ship back to the United States. They buy a ticket. It just happens to be the Titanic. And on the way back down, of course, they died. And it was said that neither one of them, when the ship was going down, asked to be rescued. William and Anna Leitinen, that's Finnish. I mean, that's Finnish. And it's like, whoa, okay. But that's who they were. But I thought it was rather interesting that when I looked at that, it's so close to home because it's only a town away. And they have the church in Annandale, Minnesota, where we broadcast out of worldwide. And one town over is Cokato, Minnesota, where they were actually pastors. So the church is here, which I haven't seen the church that they pastored. But they moved the church from French Lake, Minnesota, over to here. But when we come back, I'm going to give you some really bizarre, mystical things that took place on the Titanic before it sank. Be right back. You got Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
So, we'll give you a couple mystical things. I shouldn't say mystical. Prophetic things that happened with the Titanic. Shortly before retiring to his first-class cabin on the Titanic, on the night of April 14, 1912, Charles Melville Hayes offered a fellow passenger a chillingly, timely prophecy about the intense transatlantic steamship rivalry then underway between the White Star, Cunard, and Hamburg American Lines. This is what he said. "The time will come soon," Hayes told Colonel Archibald Gracie, "when this will be checked by some appalling disaster." 3 hours later, the disaster hit, and he was dead. Another story goes as follows. The young victims of the Titanic were not the only children lost that fateful night. Many miles away in Scotland, a young girl named Jessie was being comforted by her parents or nurses as she lay dying of her illness. In her delirious state, Jessie told her comforters that she was having a vision of a large ship sinking with many people drowning and someone called Wally playing a fiddle. Within hours of her death, the Titanic slowly sank as Wally Hartley and the rest of the band played. Titanic survivor Isaac Prothenol had a dream before boarding the ship. It seemed to me, he would recall, that I was on a big steamship that suddenly crashed into something and began to go down. He had the dream again when on board the Titanic, and after the collision with the iceberg, he had no hesitation upon entering a lifeboat. There's also a story told on the Titanic where an old woman would not go to sleep because she had a vision that the ship was going to sink. And she was exactly right. On land in the United States, many had visions of the Titanic sinking and many dying in the process of the ship going down. Wow, it really exemplifies the fact that prophecy is well alive and well.
Spiritual things are for real.
Very much. Oh, what's also interesting, folks, is when the Titanic went down, you know, people that had no time before the Titanic began to sink, they had no time for God. But what's quite interesting is when the ship began to sink, guess what they did? They huddled around the band and began to sing gospel hymns.
Yep.
Wow. How'd that work out for them?
Remembering all their catechism prayers.
Yep.
It all came really quick.
Forgot about God until it hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the song was "Near to My God to Thee." Huh. Wow. So we're just telling you a little bit of the history around the Titanic. Namely, what happened in Cokato here in 1912. And the story behind the pastor and his wife and the little girl that went to Finland when they were told not to do it. But both of them in Cokato, Minnesota, died on the Titanic. And I thought it was rather interesting. What were your highlights?
I think there's 27 passengers. Either 11 or 16, one of the two that didn't make it, and the rest made it. I think maybe the 11 survived and 16 didn't, which is kind of bizarre. 27 people in Minnesota.
Oh, the Minnesota, yeah.
Just that traveled in the Titanic. And I think another thing is how man puts their... It shows Romans 1 where it talks about that they worship the creature more than the creator. When they put all their faith and their confidence in their own innovation and their own knowledge and their own wisdom, and they abandon that God, like they're going to be able to escape one day. They're going to permeate themselves fully with protection from his divine hand.
Yeah. Well, just keep in mind, I believe it was Bruce Ismay and those that built the Titanic.
Yeah.
It began to go around as a coined phrase that God himself couldn't even sink the ship. By the way, there was another ship called... there was the Titanic, and then there was another ship called the Titan. That's right. Oh, okay. And there was a book written about the Titan, and folks, you should see the similarities. It's incredible. It's kind of like Kennedy and Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln, yeah.
Yeah. Throw that up really quick. I think that stuff is interesting stuff. But even speaking of the Titanic and the Titan, the similarities were scary, folks. Same month, same time, an iceberg in the front of the ship. I mean, it's incredible. And here we are today.
Mm-hmm. And you see how providence through the whole situation, again, in the beginning of the 1900s, just how faithful God is to get people's attention.
Yeah.
Say, wake up here.
But they wouldn't listen.
I know it.
They wouldn't listen until the ship began to sink.
Yeah. There's a book called The Harbinger, I think that's what it's called. It's actually on WND. They've been advertising a while, and they got this documentary about it. But it just talks about the signs when Israel was so bold and so bold-faced against God. He would send Assyria. Assyria breached their walls and attacked them. It was only a short time. God was chastening them, saying, look, I can at any time wipe you out. Turn back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So then when Assyria came back out, Israel, instead of saying, hey, you know what? We need to get things right, just like in 9/11, go to church for a little bit. And then they said, we're going to replace our walls, all the sycamores that were destroyed, we're going to replace them with cedars. We're going to do this, 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 because we're smart and we've evolved now and we're strong enough. And all this nonsense.
We're going to protect ourselves from
voodoo.
Big bad God's warnings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the warnings are set to get you back on the right course. I mean, I couldn't even imagine. There was Salvation Army people. There was people from all walks of life on this ship that died. I could not even imagine. You're in a tomb out there. And that really is judgment, isn't it?
Water.
You've sowed your seeds in your life, and there's no more turning back.
Yeah. Even during what's interesting now, even to the present, concerning the Titanic, they said they actually have film of this, but there's documentaries where they just go through the whole ship, and it's really cool stuff.
Yeah.
But they show when they were taking off back to the United States, they filmed behind, and there was a mystical glow over the top of where the Titanic sank.
Oh, weird.
Oh, it's really weird. And I don't like using the word mystical.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was enough warnings for people not to do what they did in the first place, but they did it anyhow. But it was like blatantly giving God the finger to say that he couldn't sink that ship. Yeah. Why do people reverse
that? Why? Yeah, exactly.
That?
Why?
Why that? If God gave you an opportunity to be on this earth, why do we want to spit against him when he gave us what he gave us? And it's almost like when we create something, then we try to get rid of God. It's like scientists.
Yeah.
And again, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Science is the study of creation. Therefore, if it's the study of creation, we have a creator. Mm-hmm. Science is what God created. And when we have innovation mm-hmm. within ourselves, as you said earlier, we make these ships.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden when we make the ships, we think, yeah. well, thanks for the ideas, God. We don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
It's like now we're going to live our own world without you. How absolutely foolish.
It's totally the devil in Isaiah where he ascends his throne above God. God created him, gave him all things, endowed him with all the blessings that he had. And then all of a sudden, one day, oh, cast off God. Well, that flew for about a second, about as fast as the Titanic flew as it sank.
Yeah. Here, let me give you some of the... Titanic was 882 feet long. The Titan was 800 feet long. Giving you a parallel, folks. Both ships carried too few lifeboats. Titanic had 20. Titan had 24. Both struck an iceberg and sank because of a gash in the starboard side of the ship. Same side. Titanic and Titan both met their doom in April. Titanic carried approximately 2,200 passengers. The Titan carried 2,500 passengers. I'm waiting for Lincoln and Kennedy parallels. Both ships were recommended speeds. Or I'm sorry, they were exceeding recommended speeds when they struck the iceberg. Titanic and Titan both sank bow first. And by the way, each vessel was touted as unsinkable. So, I mean, if you want to go ahead and dare God's justice, mm-hmm. just keep promoting it.
Yeah, and look at how much, that, like you talked about before, the prophetic words that people were getting. This novel that was written before the Titanic didn't even exist. This never happened. It was a story written about an event that was a novel. It wasn't yeah. true. And then all this, so here it is written. People just disregard it all as coincidence.
Yep.
Or
coincidence. You know, no such thing, friends, as coincidence. Yep.
And why would there be when God created all things? Of course God understands what's all going to happen.
Yeah.
And to cast him off, and especially when the fact that you know he exists, because the same people that said God couldn't even sink the ship obviously believe there is a God, right? But he's not going to sink the ship?
That's exactly right. Just like what you said with Isaiah 14. It's almost like, you know what? I know more than you, God.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and show you what I can do. And the Lord says, okay, I'm just going to let you go too. I'm going to withhold my mercy from you. Right. And I'm going to show you what you can do without me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. And today, speaking of the church, the minute that you have someone prophetically go to warn the church because they won't judge themselves, mm-hmm. lest they be condemned with the world, they won't do that anymore, folks. Well, it's interesting. Now what they do is they just stone the prophets with their words. In some countries, they kill the prophets. And the prophets are sent for the good of the people, just like Jeremiah, just like Amos. And what do? They reject them. Until it begins to happen, and then they want to talk to that prophet again.
Right.
But the problem is a lot of times they've already killed the guy.
That's right.
Or gotten rid of him.
The ship's already sinking.
That's exactly right. So, folks, we're going to come back. I'm going to show you some parallel, just on a rabbit trail. But it's food for thought, and it's great food for thought. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Give us a call and weigh in.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Okay, well, we started off the show with the Titanic, paralleling that with the coincidences, as the world would say, to the Titan. And then I thought of the Kennedy-Lincoln assassination, coincidences, as the world says. And here's some examples. This is really strange stuff. It is strange. Talking of John F. Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln, both presidents were shot in the back of the head on the Friday before a major holiday while seated beside their wives, neither of whom were injured. Both were in the presence of another couple, and in each case, that man was also wounded by the assassin. After both assassinations with John F. Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln, there were loud and insistent claims that the fatal shot must have come from a different direction than what the people were told. Each president in his 30s married a socially prominent 24-year-old girl who spoke French fluently. Okay? Well, in the White House, each president, John F. Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln, had a family of three children and both lost a child through death. Both Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy were second children. Both had been boat captains. Wow. Both were related to a U.S. senator, attorney general, ambassador to Great Britain, and the mayor of Boston. Okay.
Wow.
Talking about the coincidences, as the world would say, of Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Each had been elected to Congress in the year of 47 and were vice presidential runner-ups in the year 56. Each was elected president in the 60s, 1860 and 1960. Before each was elected, a sister died. Both had a friend named Billy Graham and knew an Aldea Stevenson. Okay. Now, that's a pretty bizarre coincidence. Yes. President Kennedy had a secretary named Mrs. Lincoln, and President Lincoln had a secretary named Mrs. Kennedy. The names Lincoln and Kennedy each contain seven letters. Okay, now we're getting stretching it a little bit. Both were succeeded by vice presidents named Johnson. Andrew, born in 1808, and Lyndon in 1908.
Wow!
That is bizarre. Okay? Both of whom had 13 letters in their names and two daughters. Both assassins had 15 letters in their names. Accused assassins.
Okay.
Alleged assassins, folks, because Booth shot Lincoln in a theater field and fled to a warehouse. Oswald shot Kennedy from a warehouse and fled to a theater. I'm just not falling for that one, friends. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of speculation around the Booth assassinator as well. Both assassins were in their turn assassinated by shooters who used a Colt revolver and fired only one fatal shot. Interesting, they were both conveniently shot before they could open their mouths. Okay, talking about some weird coincidences, folks. This is incredible stuff. A computer error gave two women in America called Patricia the same social security number. When the two women were brought together in an office to rectify the blunder, they discovered that they had both been born with the names Patricia Ann Campbell. Both of their fathers were called Robert Campbell. Their birthdays were on 13th March 1941. That's military time. They had both married military men in the year 1959 within 11 days of each other. They each had two children aged 19 and 21. They both had an interest in oil painting. Both had studied cosmetics. And both worked as bookkeepers. I mean, what are the chances, dude? Wow.
I know there's computers in there.
You know what's really interesting? If I take a ruler, this is really cool. If I take a ruler and put it straight across my nose, I have an eye. This is a weird coincidence. On the left side, and I have one right on the other side of my nose, right in the same place.
Really?
Yeah. Unlike a girl in the ministry, she's a cyclops. She only has one eye.
One eye, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
You wish you could see her, don't you?
Well, you can if you'd like to go online.
Mm-hmm.
These are just, seriously, I mean, wow. Okay, let's go to another one here. On December 5th, 1660, a ship sank in the Straits of Dover. The only survivor was noted to be Hugh Williams. On 5th December 1767, another ship sank in the same waters. 127 lost their lives. The only survivor was noted to be Hugh Williams. On 8th August 1820, a picnic boat capsized on the Thames. There was one survivor. His name was Hugh Williams. On 10th July 1940, a British traveler was destroyed by a German mine. Only two men survived, one man and his nephew. They were both called, you got it, Hugh Williams. He is one blessed dog. Wow.
Multiple dogs.
This is great stuff, guys. In 1965, at the age of four, Roger Lauzier was swimming off a beach in Salem. He got into difficulties and was saved from drowning by a woman called Alice Blaze. In 1974, on the same beach, Roger was out on a raft when he pulled a drowning man from the water. Amazingly, the man he saved was Alice Blaze's husband. That's pretty incredible.
That is.
You reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's divine business right there. Keep them coming. I'm sure a lot of people are trying to figure out, talking of weird parallels.
Mm-hmm.
Probably doesn't fall into that category. You know what I was just thinking, guys? There's a young man from the college in St. Cloud that's going to be a part of the radio show. Did you guys realize his name is Jake, too?
Mm-hmm.
You getting that?
Somebody gunning for my job?
So, like, if I got rid of you and I replaced the other guy with a guy named Jake, nobody would ever know the difference.
That's true. He has a little stronger accent.
You're blushing. His name is Jake. This is incredible. Here's another one for you.
Don't write that down.
Incredibly bizarre parallels. When I look at Jake, if you guys know who Leonard Nimoy is from Star Trek when you were little kids, folks, Spock, Jake's got little points on the end of his ears, and so does his little boy.
Notches,
okay, all right. But did you notice, Jake, that on the left side of your head, you have a Spock ear, and on the right side of your head, you have a Spock ear. I kid you negative, folks. This is why it's so important for us to have a camera in here rolling so they can see the animation during the Sons of Liberty at times.
Yeah.
Should we go to another one?
Yeah.
Did you want to say anything?
No.
I bet you're probably thinking to yourself, and I know you are. You thought Elvis died in 1977.
Yeah.
You would have mistakenly thought that I was him.
I would have had I not thought he died.
Right. That's my whole point.
Yeah. You're right, but there's
You can look at me and say, wait a second, I thought you died in 1977, and I thought you said you were 40.
It's impossible.
Right?
40.
Yeah. Remember for years, people were saying, through their little inquiring minds, their paparazzis, Elvis sightings. Elvis. He's not dead, folks.
No, no way. Neither's Tupac. I mean, they're both hanging out.
A lot of people might even mistake me for Elvis's kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I have long hair, and I'm a rocker dude. Oh, by the way, long hair, you know, isn't interesting every once in a while? Just a little side note. Bradley, you know, you're not supposed to have long hair. It's supposed to be a shame for a man. No. Let's go back to history a little bit and understand that the Nazarenes didn't cut their hair because it was a sign of consecration to God, separation to God. You like?
Yeah, some of them might even have had dreadlocks like Samson.
Totally. So could we possibly be the seed of Adam, like the Bible says?
Let me think about that.
You know what's really bizarre? If you think about that, on another bunny trail, we'll come back to this. Another food for thought. Was the man first or was the woman first? Most people will say, well, the woman had to have the man. Well, let me ask you the question. Was the chicken first or was the egg first? The chicken was. And what's interesting with the man and the man was created first. And the woman was taken from the man, one of his ribs. Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting that the woman finds her security at the side of her man under his covering, under Christ?
Yep.
Just food for thought, a serious one.
Yeah, when was the man created? Just before Eve.
You guys ready for this one? Let's get back. That's right.
Just before.
And what man in the Bible, speaking of which, Jake? Mm-hmm. See, we do this, guys, off the cuff. Well, what man is in the Bible that never had any parents? Joshua, the son of Nun.
That's right.
Isn't that crazy? The son of Nun. It's like, well, Josh.
Who's your parents, kid?
What, did you just blow into existence here, dude, or what?
Nun. Who's your dad? Nun. Where's your parents? Nun.
Nun. Here, speaking of that, did you know that Mr. McDonald was a farmer who lived in Canada? This is true, that.
Okay.
Nothing extraordinary in that.
Mm-hmm.
That Mr. McDonald was a farmer who lived in Canada until you learned that his postcode contained the letters sequence to E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-O.
Old McDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
And on his farm he had a chicken.
E-I-E-I-O.
With a quack quack here and a quack quack there. There a quack, here a quack, everywhere a quack quack.
Old McDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O. See how that worked?
I liked it.
What? And most people probably think, wait a second, you guys practiced this before you got married.
This is choreographed.
Folks, no.
Didn't happen.
We didn't. Mm-hmm. It drops on us. That's how we have church every day on the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take a quick break. 1-877-807-9977. We will take your calls now.
Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
God, folks, I'm reading some of these coincidentals.
Uh-huh.
Michael Dick had been traveling around the UK with his family to track down his daughter. Lisa was her name. He had lost contact with her 10 years earlier. After a long, fruitless search, he approached the Suffolk Free Press, who agreed to help him by putting an appeal in their newspaper. Fortunately, his long-lost daughter saw the appeal, and the pair were reunited. The odd thing was, his daughter had been right behind him when the free paper took a photograph of him. And what are the chances of that? That's pretty incredible.
Wow.
See, that's divinity again, friends. Wow. Businessman Danny DeToya made a speech to an audience in South Africa. The topic of his speech was, "Watch out because death can strike you down at any time." At the end of his speech, he put a peppermint in his mouth and choked to death on it. Kind of reminds me of Mussolini. Isn't that interesting? Remember Mussolini said, "God, if you're there, strike me dead"? Well, if you look at the end of Mussolini's life, God accommodated.
Yeah.
He was hung upside down with his mistress, and his head was bashed in from the people that he was supposed to serve.
That's right.
God did accommodate. In 1996, Paris police set out to investigate a late-night high-speed car crash, and both drivers had been killed instantly. Investigations revealed that the deceased were in fact man and wife. Police initially suspected some kind of murder or suicide pact, but it became apparent that this pair had been separated for several months. Neither could have known that the other would have been out driving that night. It was just a terrible coincidence. Well, Heather, we're trying to put people in a good mood here, not in a bad mood. My goodness.
That was pretty morbid.
You're fired. Done. Did you know that Mark Twain was born on the day of the appearance of Halley's Comet in 1835? Whoop-de-doo.
I was born in the appearance of a comet, too.
Really?
Yeah. A star was born the night I was born, too. Mm-hmm.
And the falling star?
Well, no. It was born. They die, and then they fall.
Oh.
So probably when I die, it'll fall, I suppose.
Mark Twain was born on the day of the appearance of Halley's Comet in 1835 and died on the day of its next appearance in 1910. He himself predicted this in 1909 when he said, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835. It is coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it."
Reminds me of Martin Luther King Jr. a little bit.
When he prophesied that he wouldn't live to be 40?
Yeah, JFK.
40. You know what's also interesting about that? Mark Twain. If you read his writing, he's just condescending. He's sarcastic about everything. It's like, dude, did you not...
Someone not get their coffee
this morning there, Marky?
You can tell by the way he wore his hair.
What do you think would have happened if I'd have said to Mark Twain, "Hey, Marky Mark"? You think you'd have liked that?
I don't know. You know what his real name is?
What?
I think it's Roger... Clemens.
Why do people do that? Oh, they have surnames. God gives people surnames, yeah.
What was it? Clemens. Oh, for crying out
loud. See, I mean, for example, my name is Bradley Presley, but it's, I just call myself Bradley Dean.
Stick with Dean, yeah.
May as well, because if I said I was Bradley Presley and people see me, it's him.
That's got to be his son. I know it.
You got Nicole on line one. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Ooh. I do want to say that last one that you gave was pretty morbid.
Morbid is the word. And you know what? I'm going to fire Heather for doing that. But go ahead.
Well, I wanted to call and say that it's interesting as I'm listening how God doesn't leave himself without witness when he does something. Just when you're talking about the dreams and things that people got before even the Titanic, it's like he's always there leaving himself a witness in everything that happens. And it's just, I mean, even looking at today's times and the parallels of, you know, what's happened in the past and what's going on now, to pay attention to history, but I just thought that that was great.
Well, what's also interesting is my little three-year-old boy, when we went to that Titanic memorial today, he said, "Dad, it wasn't creepy." He told me it wasn't creepy. But if you really think about it, the coincidences, as men call them, sometimes they're really creepy and really eerie.
Yeah.
It's just like, ooh, you sometimes get a chill going down your back like, what's up with that?
Yeah. Dude, when
we have nothing to do with death, though, because we're found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Who's alive forevermore. Yeah. Amen. Thank you for your call, Nicole, for the sake of time. We got to get to another one. I love this trend. I don't know why I like talking about things like this, because it gets people to think.
Mm-hmm.
It shows outside you the supernatural world.
Right.
And men cannot call this coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do it.
Let's share that story of how you found your brother. I mean, that was a pretty miraculous story.
Oh, this is for serious.
Yeah.
I remember watching a I was in the world, rock and roller, doing my thing. And I remember one time, I was watching a televangelist at my girlfriend's house. And I remember he was begging for money, and it really bothered me. And as I started to kind of just tap into what he was doing, he was asking for financial help to help people that were in need of healing. This was when I was 23 years old. It wasn't that long ago. But I sent in $68, and it just happened to be the only $68 that I had. Now, the parallel of the story is my mom, in 1968, had a child that she gave up for adoption. And she went through child support services. I mean, she went everywhere, every administrative option she had within the state to try to track down the child that she gave up for adoption. Now back to the story. When I gave the $68 to the televangelist, I just said to the Lord, to him, nobody knew what I said. And I wrote this in my comic book, by the way. Lord, will you show me something in a way where no one could ever show me in a million years? Because I believe you. I never questioned his existence. I wasn't that stupid.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how to get to him. So I prayed in Jesus' name and I asked him, just show me, Lord, who you are. Show me something where no man in a million years could ever make it happen. Well, my girlfriend, a week after that happened, a week and a half after that happened, my girlfriend's sister called me from a grocery store in a city called Anoka, Minnesota. And she called me just out of nowhere. And she said, Brad, I know you told me about your mom that's looking for her adopted kid that she gave up. And he was born in 1968. And she said, I'm standing here at this grocery store right now. His name is John, and he looks just like you. And I said to myself in arrogance, boy, he's a pretty fortunate individual, isn't he?
Lucky guy.
She said, I want you to talk to him. He gets on the phone. He said, hey. I said, hey. Thought it was kind of awkward, weird. He said to me, he goes, so she thinks you might be my brother. I said, were you adopted out? He said, yeah. I said, okay. I said, when were you born? I said, dude, I don't know anything about the kid that she gave up. I just know she did it in 1968, and she's trying to find him. He gave me his birthday, October 2nd, 1968. I said, let me do this. Let me call my mom and just call you back. And I really honestly didn't think anything about it, and I forgot what I asked the Lord a week and a half prior to that. So what I did is I called my mom up at work. She worked for the railroad. And I said, hey, Mom, I got a question for you. She said, what? I said, Mary Sue's sister, my girlfriend's sister, just called and said, there's a guy down here at this store that looks just like me. And my mom just happened to say to me, boy, he must be pretty blessed. Totally kidding. So in the conversation, I said, Mom, she said he looks just like me. And I said, I just got a question for you. I said, I'm not saying anything here, but when was John or when was your son born in 1968? And she said, October 2nd, 1968. And I remember right when she told me that, I just got hit like a ton of bricks as to what I asked God a week and a half prior to that in Jesus' name. And it wasn't a couple days later that my mom was reunited with the son that she gave up in 1968. Don't ever tell me it's coincidence, friends. Don't ever tell me that God doesn't answer prayers. He answers prayers all the time, 24/7. And you know what's interesting about it? It's free. It's free. The irony with the whole situation, as men call it, I was in the rock and roll scene. Guess where my little brother was in the rock and roll scene? I'm a drummer. Guess what he was doing? Playing bass. I remember the first time I seen him, he looked just like my mom. It's like, oh my gosh, twins. And that was it. That was the story. But a pretty powerful one at that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one step further to me saying, Lord, there is no denying that you still hear if only you ask in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty having a little fun, but factual information just getting you to think. If you'd like to see who we are, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be friends, go on Bradley Dean Facebook or follow me on Twitter 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account.